Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey everyone, it is Maddie Westbrook. Welcome back to Closet Talk, and today we have one of my most exciting guests on the show, one of my best friends, Eva Cudmore, and we have known each other for years, but this is the first time we've ever done a podcast together, and so today we are going to be talking about firsts. We are going to be playing a game where we have a bunch of firsts in a little bowl right next to me. I like to call it a cauldron. We're going to pick one out and answer the first story truthfully. No lies here. And these are kind of juicy questions. I've heard Amanda set me up really nicely today. It could be our first kiss, our first heartbreak, and our first a lot of things. I don't know if I'm ready for this. I'm kind of scared. Welcome. It is episode 18 of Closet Talk. Our guest, Eva Cudmore, for today.
Hey guys, I'm Eva Cudmore.
One of my closest friends that I've made in LA, kind of by force, but then we ended up liking each other.
By force?
We had no other, there were no other like nice people.
You think I'm nice?
Girl! This is like the, would you still love me if I was a worm?
Would you still love me if I was a worm, Maddie?
I would. And I'm so excited to transition into the main segment where we're going to be talking about firsts. We're talking about firsts today because we've known Eva for 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
3 years.
I would say so.
And I feel like we still don't know a lot about each other's firsts, except we did go to Joshua Tree once and just sit there and we're like,
we did.
Trauma
nice.
Dumped for sure.
Oh, I forgot.
For like 6 hours. But I don't feel like we like talked about firsts, I would say. Just kind of like general life stories. Yeah. Here we have our cauldron of firsts. I'll mix it up a bit.
Are we talking about how we first met?
No. You followed me on TikTok. I don't know how I got your snap and we kind of started.
Yeah, because like, we were just mutuals. We never really talked.
Never. And then you're like, oh, I'm moving to LA. And then I was like, when? And then I knew when you were there. And then when you got there, we were friends.
Yeah.
Except I couldn't really come over to your place.
That's a different story.
That is a different story. Oh my gosh, this smells so good. This is like fresh Sharpie. Fantastic. No?
What are you doing?
You don't like Sharpie or gas, like,
yeah,
smell
it's
gasoline?
Like okay, but I don't like huff it in front of people.
Okay, moving forward. Okay, I'm gonna ask a question and then we're both gonna answer the question because I feel like it's only fair. First person you came out to, look how cute that is. It looks
that
like
is
a
cute.
Font. Who was the first person you came out to?
I think like my best friend from home, Ian.
Yeah. What was the reaction on that?
I knew it.
Really?
Yeah. We were both straight when we were like straight.
Right.
When we were friends. He came out to me a bit ago. And then I think since I knew he was like out, I felt comfortable talking about it.
That makes sense.
But he knew like way, like right when I figured it out.
Yeah.
Because you know how people say like, oh, like I knew I was gay from like, I was a kid. I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't.
Like
either.
I really didn't.
I had no idea.
So yeah, right when I found out he knew. But that was like two
What did you
years
come out as?
Bye. Yeah, I feel like everybody.
Everybody does the bye thing. Everybody's like,
that's
"Oh, bye."
Us first.
And then it either stays or it doesn't. And
yeah.
Mine was one of my best friends at school. Nobody knew. Obviously, this is what coming out is, but I didn't have any queer people like in my vicinity or in my town to kind of like confide in who I knew, except for like the book lady that worked, like you know the like little library? Not the librarian. Oh. There was like a separate book room at my school, run by like a really queer like librarian, and she like rented out the books, like the I think it was like the summer reading books and like the class books, and not the library. And so then I was like, oh my gosh, one of my people. But I could never just walk in there and be like, I'm gay, and then like run out of the door. Like this person didn't know who I was.
Yeah.
So I came out to one of my best friends. I had like two best friends growing up. They were twins, and we were just like walking around campus. At lunch, and I was being really quiet.
Oh, this was in college?
This was in high school.
Oh.
This was my freshman year of high school, actually.
Okay.
This is how I did it. I looked at her and I was like, so you know that I'm straight, right? And I don't even think she knew, like, what straight and gay was, to be so honest. Just because of, like, the town that we grew
up in. It sounds
like
you just came out of straight.
Right. I was like, well, you know I'm straight, right? And then she was like, what? And I was like, but I have this girl that I'm kissing. And she was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I think I have a girlfriend, but I'm straight. Like, I kept saying that because I wanted her to like accept me. I don't think I was in denial. Like, I knew I liked this girl, but I don't really remember the reaction. I just remember saying it and then her kind of not responding. And then it's just like completely changing the subject.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's great coming out, I guess.
I know. The first person I came out to and that was like really cool about it probably was like my best friend, Kyle. The one that was like, that lives like 0.7 miles away.
Right,
yeah. That was crazy.
So you first came out as you didn't really come out as anything. You just were like,
because
I
didn't
like this
know
girl.
There were different things. Yeah. I just was kind of like, okay, I like girls, but like, is that gay? Like, I don't know. Like, it could be. It could be gay to like girls, but I didn't know how to say it. Like, yeah. I didn't have the like vocabulary to mm-hmm. kind of digest.
Yeah, I get that.
Your turn.
I'm not gonna sniff it like you.
It smells good.
First time getting recognized in public.
Oh my gosh, I have mine. When was yours, though?
It had to have been, like, in my hometown. Does that really count, like, hometown? Or are we talking about, like, in L.A.?
Yeah, hometown's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess in my hometown, we used to go to, like, the city I lived in. They have, like hockey games. And, like, mm-hmm. everybody goes. They're massive. And I remember my dad, like, works for the team or whatever. Because he's, like, the academic advisor or something. So we would go a lot. And I went one time, and I was just walking around with, like, my, like, friends or whatever mm-hmm. and I think like some like group of little teenage boys said something or oh my god, are you from TikTok or something, you know
yeah,
how
yeah,
it
yeah,
is
yeah.
TikTok. And I was so embarrassed because that was the first time ever.
The first time I got recognized, it was really confusing. It was like mid-COVID.
Yeah.
And we never left the house. Like, my mom was super strict about COVID. My dad worked at a hospital and my mom was a teacher.
Yeah.
And so it was like you were essentially on lockdown the whole time.
My parents were like that too.
Yeah. And so strict. It was like my sister's birthday mm-hmm. and we hadn't left the house like genuinely in probably 5-6 months. But during those 5-6 months, I blew up like on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I had maybe like 3 million. And so we went to my sister's like favorite little like shop. She wanted to go to Brandy Melville.
Yeah.
And there wasn't anyone like close in our town. So we drove like 2 hours to get to this place. And it was our first time leaving like our hometown probably in like a year. And I got stopped like 15 times and my mom was like, what's going on? And I was like, I have no idea. Like, it was genuinely felt like one of those scenes in a movie that was like, snap ticker gets famous. And then it's just like, you're viral with 300 likes. You know what I mean? And so I was like really confused.
I feel like that's how it is every time I'm out with you though. Like, people always recognize you.
Yeah. All right. Who's your first queer crush?
Do they have to be queer or just?
No.
Oh.
Just somebody who was like, oh my gosh.
You want to go first?
Like, I have a few. We've gone over some of them. Silver Mist from the Tinkerbell series.
Tinkerbell!
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I love
that was a, like,
her.
I don't know if I want to be her or be with her situation.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
She was just so good at controlling the water. And then Jade from Victorious.
Yeah.
Just the attitude problem. I loved the attitude problem. Haley from Stick It.
Never
seen Stick It?
Mm-mm.
She had abs. I was
bamboozled.
Then. I think I liked Billie Eilish for a while.
Yeah, I think.
But everyone.
That just comes with being
queer. That
just
comes with being gay. Like, that's not anything, like,
that's
revelational.
Mine are not as exciting.
What are yours?
I also grew up watching, like, anime pretty much. Mm-hmm. So, my first ever was from an anime.
Okay.
This is so embarrassing. Her name's Urza Scarlet. She's, like, really badass. Like, really, like, cool. And it was, like, one of those situations, too, with, like, Silver Mist, where I was, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I want to be her or be with her.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she's cool. She's really cool.
How old were you when that happened?
I think I was, like, 13, maybe.
Okay.
But that was, like, the first time I ever, like, I was like, oh, I just really admire her. Like, she's just super cool, you know?
Oh, also, Katniss Everdeen.
Yeah.
For sure. Jennifer Lawrence. Oh, my gosh. Her new movie, have you seen it? No Hard Feelings.
No, I haven't. I keep seeing clips. She's funny,
Carter
though.
And I watched it.
She's really funny.
She is funny.
Was it good?
It was good. I liked it. It was cute.
I want to watch it. The anime character was definitely...
Definitely,
you know?
Said,
but
yeah.
I mean, cartoon characters, like, that's, like, all I watched. But I don't know, like, who... Like, Zendaya. I feel like that's also everybody.
Like, Shake It Up Zendaya? Or, like, Euphoria Zendaya?
Not Euphoria Zendaya. Like, can you ever see Casey Undercover?
No.
No?
I think I stopped watching Disney at that time, to be honest.
Oh, that was probably it. And also, this might be a stretch. I think she's like a year older than me. So we're like the same age, but...
You're practically married.
What's her name? Skylar, I think, or something like that. She's like a skater, cool girl in like Disney like shows and movies.
I don't know who that is.
But she... I was like a little older at this time, though. I was like, okay, yeah, she's cool.
She's cool.
I
feel like
that's
just
what
the innately gay thing.
I was like, oh, cool, because I didn't know yet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know anything.
For sure.
First thing you do when you wake up in the morning?
I fall asleep every night on FaceTime with my girlfriend if I'm not with her. So I try and wake her up. I like unmute myself and I'm like, hey, pay attention to me. Or if I'm with her, then I just kind of like, it's usually her trying to wake me up. But she has a hard time doing that. I'm a very sound sleeper. So she's usually
like
trying
to like knock out.
Yeah. She's like moving my face around and like trying to like wake me up. And I'm just like, no, no. So that's probably the first thing.
I would like to say the first thing I do is like for a walk or like drink water. It's grab my phone.
Yeah.
Like what else am I going to do? You
know? Like, in this society.
I grab my phone. But I have like a pretty good like, I try not to, honestly. Like I've been trying to like not, but it's really impossible. I mean, I play rain noises every night. So I have to like turn them off.
Carter listens to like whale noises and I can hear them from downstairs, like whale and thunder.
Like,
anyway, moving forward from that, what was the first text you sent today?
It was to your girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we were supposed to go somewhere, but I woke up not feeling great. Not like sick, but I just like, I have some like problems with my ovaries and stuff. And I just wasn't feeling great this morning. And I was like, shoot, like, I don't think I'm going to be able to come.
I was like sitting on the stairs because I like to sit on the stairs. I don't know why. Yeah, sometimes I just like I take like three steps and I'm like, I can't do this today. So I sit on the stairs for a while. And so I texted Carter a picture of Harriet in the cat bed because I was really excited because maybe that means that they can share it. I'm going to get another one.
You probably should.
Yeah, I will. But I'd sent him a picture of Harriet looking all comfortable in the cat bed. And I said, in recent groundbreaking events. And he said, proud of that, Punani. That was at 1 a.m.
Nice.
So that was like technically the first text I sent today. And then the other first text was to my girlfriend. She hung up on me and I said, you're cute.
First tattoo or piercing?
Okay.
I mean, I was like 3 when I got my ears pierced. Does that really count?
Oh, yeah. I was like 2 or 3 months old when I got my ears pierced.
That was like non-voluntarily.
Yeah. I mean, at 3, you probably weren't like, I want bows in my ears.
Ear piercings. I think my first like real one, it was my belly button.
Oh. That's, it just has to go like so deep in you. Okay. Okay, everyone.
I guess.
Do you have something in it right now?
Yeah.
I don't have to like see or anything.
Oh, I was gonna...
No, you don't have to stand up. But I just, like, that kind of piercing, I feel like that would really bother me. I feel like I don't, like, perceive my belly button very often.
But it's covering your belly button. You don't actually see your belly button.
But isn't it, like, dancing around in the little hole?
What do you mean dancing around?
Like, doesn't it
move.
Dangle?
Yeah, but it doesn't move. You can get ones that have, like, dangly, like, stuff on them.
Okay.
But it's just, like, chills there.
It just, like, hangs out?
Yeah, it just hangs out.
Yeah, I got my ears pierced since I was, like, 2-3 months old.
You don't have any other piercings, right?
No.
Why did you think about it?
I did have to think about that. I don't know why I had to think about that. I don't have any other piercings.
What was your first tattoo then?
It's on my back. I got it when I was 18. It's on like my, I think it's on this, my left like shoulder blade. It's the cover, it's the portion of the cover of my favorite book, and it's called Let the Great World Spin by Colum Can, and it's the first book that I read after my cousin had passed away, and it's about human connection, and it just like made a really big impact on my life about how like one small thing, like the butterfly effect.
Yeah, I you know, just butterfly like effect.
Yeah, we've talked about this so much. Yeah. It's one of my favorite like theories, but it's like, you know, you pass a stranger on the street, and if you didn't pass them, then like the entire world, the universe would be different, right? And I love that, and I think, you know, obviously you think to yourself after like somebody in your family passes away, you're like, oh, what could I have done differently to like be closer to this person or like, have had like an impact
everything
on their life.
Happened how it was supposed to happen.
Right. You know? And but I was pretty young when it happened. Mm-hmm. I was 18 and I was never really close with her, but it just got me thinking a lot about family. And then I was like, I just want to be able to have family like in my life more, make more of an effort for them and towards them. And it's a stick figure on like a balancing beam.
Oh, I've seen it. Mm-hmm. I've seen it. That's cool.
And so I also like to have a lot of balance in my life, like work, friends, family. So
that's really important.
Yeah.
Really important.
And I think a lot of people like regret their first tattoo, but I kind of love mine. What's like your first tattoo?
It's on my rib. It's like a butterfly that's like shattered.
Okay. You love butterflies.
I do love butterflies. But it was kind of just symbolizing like, I mean, you know, like butterflies is just like the symbol. It's like being free, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of what it was. It was when I moved to LA and I was like at a really rough spot with like just home and just a lot of stuff, and it was definitely like a step I needed to take to like kind of free myself of like everything. So yeah, it's beautiful.
Rips really the first tattoo nice is crazy done, but... Rips hurt.
Yeah.
First person you would call if your car broke down?
My dad, probably.
Really?
Am I alone in this situation?
Yeah,
probably my dad, because I would be like, I'm thinking
LA, so I'd say Carter. Except I found out he was horrible with cars the other day. His car battery died.
Find that out. I feel like I could have guessed that.
His car broke down the other day, and we had to like jumpstart his car in the middle of our garage, and he had no idea what he was doing. He put his car in neutral, and like the garage door was like up, and he started to slowly roll back, and I had to run out behind the car and like stop it. I felt like the freaking Hulk.
First date
ever?
Very first. I don't even think I remember my first date.
I was 17. We went to Target. It was crazy.
Aw, Target date.
Yeah, we just walked around. That was pretty much it.
Oh, I do know. I don't know if it like counts.
What?
Because I had like, I had whatever. My parents were super strict. So if I wanted to like, I was not ever, like I didn't ever hang out with guys alone. If I wanted to, like they would have to come meet my family. And then we could go to like a movie or something. Yeah. So I remember we went to like a movie. But I think the first date I ever went to, my little sister had like a I think she did softball or something for a little bit. And she had a game. And like, this is so weird. He like came to my place. And then we went to the game and we just sat and watched my sister play. And I don't really know if that's a date, but that was like the first time I ever was like allowed to hang out with a guy outside of school.
My first date with a guy was to Mormon prom. I had to dress like
Mormon
an Amish
prom?
Person.
What do you mean?
It was like a Mormon thing. Like Mormon prom is crazy. Like not actually crazy.
You're not Mormon though.
But they were, no, I know.
He was Mormon?
He was Mormon.
Oh.
And he asked me to Mormon prom and I went to Old Navy. And I bought this dress that went all the way down. Like my arms were covered. Wow. My legs were covered. I looked like a teacher. Like a very conservative teacher.
Probably everyone else there looked the same.
Yeah, and then we danced like literally saving room for like four Jesuses, barely touching. And then he kissed me on the cheek and was like, am I your boyfriend now? And I was like, slow down. First heartbreak. So sad.
I think it was just like my first boyfriend. I was 16.
Were you like crushed about it?
We did it for like a month.
So no.
I was sad, but it was also like, it was a weird break. It wasn't like a clean break, you know? It was kind of like a, oh, I still love you, so whatever, but I don't want to date you kind of thing. And I was like, I don't know what to do with myself. That was tough, but that was definitely not the worst heartbreak. I was, again, we dated a month, so it wasn't like all that exciting, but yeah.
I think my perception of heartbreak changes as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like, looking back, like, yes, I was sad, but I think the more relationships that I get into and the deeper connections that I form, I think, like, the true, real heartbreak is from, like loving somebody from, like, the depths of your soul.
I was thinking about that the other day. Like, a healthy, like, coming from toxic relationships and having a healthy relationship, like, having a healthy relationship is really hard.
Yeah.
Like, it is really tough because you have to, like, be so conscious about like how in your head you are,
mm-hmm.
because that person isn't there to hurt you, you know? Right. They're like, it's not toxic anymore. Whoa. You know,
and so I always think people are out to get me when I'm dating them. That's why I constantly need reassurance.
So when you're with someone that's like super healthy and super like calm and just like not toxic, it's way harder because you're like, well, I'm the problem, and I gotta work on like how I'm feeling in situations, mm-hmm. because they're not there to like hurt me. And it's,
I feel
like
we're going through the same thing right now, of like finally being in a relationship where you're like, okay, I'm valued and loved. Like, what?
Yeah, it's like, it is tough though, mm-hmm. you know, like going from toxic to something that's so healthy and so nice.
Yeah. Like, the communication is like next level too. I always felt afraid in my past relationships just to tell somebody how I was feeling because I was afraid of like a negative reaction.
Yeah.
Never get that. Ever.
Now you talk about it and it's not, but you still expect
that,
it.
That anxiety is still like so
I'm like that.
Prevalent.
I'm so like, I'm always anxious when I have to bring anything up
to
anyone because I am like, it's so sad, but I am really used to like just being shut down,
mm-hmm.
and like being like, you're crazy, like shut up. And I'm like, okay, great. I'm never talking again, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think relationships have hurt and my heart has been hurt, but I think it's kind of like the same as like growing and learning, and like I think I'm experiencing like true in love for the first time right now, of like letting my walls down completely. And like, I think if this relationship's end, that would probably be my first like real like throwing up on the bathroom floor heartbreak. I've been hurt and I've like hurt people and like relationships.
But that's another
thing,
like being in a toxic relationship, like I'm happy I had the, I mean, they sucked, right?
They
but
sucked,
it's like,
for sure.
It makes you appreciate everything in a healthy relationship so much more. Mm-hmm. Like all the little things that like you get now, all the little things that your partner notices, like it, mm-hmm. like it means so much more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, I don't think if like we didn't have toxic relationships, we would really notice that all that much.
I agree with you. Yeah, my first heartbreak, like in terms of like a relationship ending, and it sucked. And it was when my parents made me call my girlfriend on speakerphone and be like,
"Oh, you told me that."
Yeah, they made me call her.
That was tough.
And put her on speakerphone in front of them, and they had like whiteboards, and they were like about to like write down like what I was supposed to say to this girl. And I just felt bad. It was embarrassing and it sucked, but they told me that if I didn't do it, then they'd like call her mom and tell her what was going on.
Yeah.
And that just mostly just hurt, and it sucked because it was just out of my control. It wasn't like, it wasn't my choice for the relationship to end. It was like that singular moment in time has caused me to be so cautious and continuously keep my walls up in relationships because I'm afraid of getting too close.
Yeah.
The first time you fall, you don't consciously fall. You aren't like aware of how bad it's going to hurt when it ends. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But then every time after that,
You're like,
if I fall, it's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt. Mm-hmm. And so you're a lot more like walls up kind of a thing.
Yeah, you're right. Question. First country you ever visited?
This one.
You've never left America?
No, I have. But like, this is the first.
Oh.
I was born here. Like, it's the first one I visited.
You never like, I feel like visited. Okay.
I went to Barcelona.
Whatever.
I went to Spain last year with my family.
That was the first time?
Other than when I was four and went on a Disney cruise that was like slightly international waters.
Wow.
Yeah.
First country I think I ever visited probably was Canada, because I wasn't born in Canada. I was born in the Middle East.
Okay.
Word. And then we moved to Canada when I was like three or something. So I don't know if that really counts. But like visited like on a trip or something was like England. Because my...
You've been to England?
Yeah, like 10 times.
Really?
Yeah.
I love England.
I was there, I think, I've never last been, year. Though. It's beautiful. Especially like this time of year.
I want to really go to Scotland. Ooh. Except I don't want to get punched in the face by a leprechaun.
I don't think those exist.
Okay, first red carpet / premiere / social media event that you attended.
You go first. I'm gonna think.
I don't know. I genuinely can't remember. Like, there was just so many at the beginning of the when I first moved to LA. I remember I had to go out and buy a suit for it though, and I was like really, really nervous.
My first red carpet was recently, like actual red carpet. I think it was the premiere I went with you. What was that called?
I don't know.
Remember we watched that. We went and there was like lots of people and everyone was really nicely dressed. And
I like wore a premiere?
That dress. Yeah, it was a premiere. Do you remember that? I don't remember what it was for.
It was an Amazon event. My ex is in it. Anyway,
oh, I see.
It was like an Amazon Prime video.
Nice. First party, high school or college?
Mine was, I was 17, went to college. And never drank alcohol before. I didn't know the differences between any of them besides, like, actually literally nothing. I knew, like, the names, but I didn't know anything. It wasn't a party, by the way. I'm just classifying it as a party because there was, like, drinking involved. Somebody came with, like, a Gatorade water bottle and was just, like, squirt this in your mouth. And I was like, I'm not going to question that. And so I just squirted some in my mouth, and it was vodka. And then I drank beer, and then I drank, like, the darker liquors. I mixed everything and got so messed up. And then these two girls that I had no idea who they were literally had to carry me back into the dorm. And they were like, your hall director and two RAs are sitting in the lobby of your dorm right now, like of your hall. Be sober. And I was like, shut up. Like, I can't. Are you kidding me? I can barely, like, I don't even know what toes are at this time. And so we're like walking and I'm stumbling and they like pull me through and they just like sat me down in front of my dorm room. Just like sat me there and then left. And something really bad happened that night due to the intoxication, but moving forward. It was a really, really, really bad night for me. Like, probably one of the worst nights of my life.
Yeah, you told me this.
It just, like, oh, like, it sucked so bad. My roommate came in after everything, and I was, like, throwing up everywhere. It was just genuinely horrible. I didn't drink again for, like, a year and a half because it was so bad.
Yeah.
And then one of the girls who helped me, like, walked me back to my dorm was actually ended up being best friends with my next roommate. And so seeing her was always so awkward because I was like, you've just seen me at my worst, girl. You see me on, like, my darkest day.
I've seen you at...
Oh, that was also bad. Eva did, like, literally save my life at 3 in the morning. I can't believe I called you. I'm glad I did, but I can't believe I called
you. I'm glad you did, too. I was up. You know what I mean?
I knew you'd be up. That's probably why I called
you. That's probably why. You don't remember calling me.
I went out once with Scott, and it ended in me in a bathtub at 3 in the morning calling Eva, and then not remembering that I called Eva. And I was like, Eva, what are you doing here?
It's okay. I was there. I got you.
Yeah, thanks.
My first party actually was after I moved to LA.
Really?
I'd never gone to a party before that.
Okay.
And we threw it at our house.
Okay.
Threw lots of parties. It was something else. It's not me anymore. I don't even, like, I think back to how, like, I was when I was, like, living in the content house and, like, just at, like, thriving in, like, a party, like, environment. And I'm like, I couldn't do that now.
Mm-hmm.
I would get exhausted. Like, we were going, like, every day. And I'm like, I can barely even go to the grocery store right now. Like, I don't want to see people, you know? So it's just like, I don't know how I did that.
First concert you went to, the Bleachers.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I went to, when I was like 9, Justin Bieber, my first actual concert was with you, the Billie Eilish concert.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
That I never, like, before that, I was just a Justin Bieber, but I don't remember it. I think I fell asleep at the
concert. You fell asleep honestly, at a Justin Bieber so. Concert?
Yeah, I was like 9.
Yeah. I think we have one more. First Instagram post, you have to show it. All right. Family's Thanksgiving. Aww.
Oh, that's cute.
I downloaded Instagram and then I didn't know how it worked. And so I posted like every single day for a week. And then I had friends be like, Maddie, that's not how it works.
I'm scrolling down Minecraft right now.
Ew. I just need a full delete. That was disgusting. Wait,
mine is way worse than I thought it was. Let me read you the caption. Shoot for the moon. Even if you don't make it, you'll arrive among the stars.
Arrive among. And so you.
Arrive among the stars. This was 2017. Oh, my. And it's just a picture of me, by the way. Look.
Oh, okay. Artsy. Giving Pinterest.
And fake glasses, by the way. These are not. I didn't have glasses at the time.
This is so cute.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's my dog. Georgie. I'm so excited about this queer moment in history because it was by far one of the most impactful that I've ever experienced. And the name of the queer moment in history, which if you don't know what that is, it's a pivotal moment in queer history that we dissect and digest on this podcast. It's also a very recent one. I love when we do recent events. It is called Saltburn, and it stars Jacob Elordi and then Barry Keoghan. I've seen that man's everything.
We've all seen it
too many times throughout that movie. I want to know what you thought. Like, go, because I'm so excited.
I saw it like 2 nights ago.
I know.
And the story's kind of funny. So it was with a group of friends, and one of the guys is like, yo, my friend just saw this movie and it was like crazy, like we have to go watch it, like it's like a mind like it's super yeah. good, like let's go watch it. And we're watching it the entire time. We're looking at him like, what is this movie? What are we watching right yeah. now? It was a little bit traumatizing.
Mm-hmm.
It was really confusing. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, I thought it was going to be about vampires or like something like.
Did you see the blood in the trailer and assumed it would be about
vampires?
Well,
no, it's just the way they set it up where there's like these rich people living in this beautiful house and they seem a little off, you know, mm-hmm. like just the way they're talking. And I was like, oh, it's like going to be vampires, right?
Right.
No idea what I was getting myself into.
Did you like it?
No.
Really?
You liked it?
Here's the thing. I went with Carter and Carter yeah. did the same thing. He was like, oh, I keep seeing edits on my For You page of this bathtub scene. And I was like, okay.
Oh.
So it's just going to be like a gay movie, right? That's what I thought. It was confusing at first until I realized like what was going on, which is this just that he wanted to kill everyone.
But I didn't realize what was going on until like the end.
I think that was the point. But what I thought was even more crazy about it was how at the end it told you that that was his plan the whole time.
Yeah, that was cool.
That
was
wild. Because I thought he was just this like silly little boy. Who wanted friends. Man. But the part that like got me was like, I think we need a prequel like to this to kind of like
yeah,
show.
Yeah, see why he's like that.
Why he's like
why
that.
Why he lied about like his family and stuff.
Like that
and,
makes like, no sense.
It was weird.
Like zero sense. Like psychologically, Carter and I were breaking down the movie in the car on the way home. We were like, why would he do this if he has a loving family who yeah. obviously loves him? He has sisters. He has this. He has that.
I didn't really like it. I'm not going to lie. I was really uncomfortable. Like, for the majority of
I
it.
I think that was the point. Because, like, everyone else in the theater was like, oh.
The, like the bathtub scene. Honestly, I'm not one to, like, gag at things. Like, seeing them. I was in that theater gagging.
Really?
Because, well, just thinking about how gross that drain is.
I wonder how sanitary that was for the actual actor. Ooh, to, like, I don't put even his lips on that hole.
I feel like it was, like, so not focused on his sexuality at all. And I thought, yeah. like, I thought when getting into it, because I didn't know what it was about before we watched it, but getting into it, I was like, oh, it's going to be, like, he, like, falls in love with this guy and whatever, and, like, it's going to work out or it's not. But yeah. they kind of, like, didn't really touch that much.
I thought it was going to be gayer because yeah, in the intro he was like, was I in love with him?
Yeah.
And so I thought it was going to be a little bit of a love story about how he got his heart broken or whatever. Yeah. But at the end when he completely switched up and he was like, no, I hated him, and then kills his mom. It was like...
kills everybody.
Everyone. Anyway, I think that moment in queer history is pivotal because it was beautifully shot, first of all.
Oh, the acting was phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
I honestly was like jaw dropped. It was so, and the mom was such a good actor.
Yeah.
She just had that line about like being lesbian. Do you see
that?
Do
was
you,
funny. That I was loved funny. That. I loved that. All the casting was perfect.
It was great.
It was incredible. I think it was
the
just
concept
because
was just.
I think the concept was there, and I see what they were trying to do, and I get that like a little bit, and I loved the symbolism throughout the movie. Mm-hmm. I took like a cinematography course in college, and how they kind of turned him physically mm-hmm. into the devil at the end, right before Jacob Elordi died,
even in the,
with like the horns.
Yeah, and in the maze with the big statue, I was like, that was like so perfect.
That was awesome.
Like, it was just like that everything about it was so great. Just the storyline, I was so lost.
There were a lot of like twists and turns for sure, but also like We have to talk about the penis. Like, I don't think we have to. Like, I've never gone to a movie and seen like full penis.
It was like out.
It was
no warning, nothing.
No warning. That's the thing. I was like, oh my gosh, okay, but I've seen butt in Wolverine. Like, you see butt.
He turns around, you're like, whoa.
Like, and at first I thought they were just gonna do butt because the scene in the field. I was like, okay.
Yeah. I feel like if they would have done it earlier, you know.
Way earlier. I just got like super into that side of TikTok where they were like kind of dissecting the movie. Mm-hmm. And that was his real thing. Like, he didn't use a prosthetic.
Really? Yeah. I heard they do that. They use prosthetics for like pretty much everything. That was, like, he was like all out.
He was just all out.
Dang. To be fair though, if I had that big house, I would probably do the exact same thing.
You dance blast around music with your dick out?
Yeah. I would. What, like, you own this massive house, I'd blast music and just go ham, you know?
Dance you know in what? Every room. Also, my closing remarks for this, I would do the same. But my closing remarks is that I thought the butler was gonna come out and kill him.
I thought the butler was gonna have more of like a play in the story, but he didn't really. Yeah.
No,
he just there.
Was like upset the whole movie.
He had too much screen time to just be the butler, you know? Like, yeah. It was like, I don't know.
What was really going on? Because I know he knew that this guy was killing everyone.
Or he just like, I don't know.
There was like a side of TikTok there where it was like talking about like the depth of the film, and I was like, all right. But if you look at it for what it is, it's a really interesting, interesting.
It was very interesting. But beautiful. Like,
gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And I love all of the actors in it. Incredible. Yeah. And that is our queer moment in history this week. Moving forward, this was my incredible guest, Eva Cudmore. Who are you? Where can we find you? And what do you have coming up that's exciting?
I'm Eva Cudmore. You can find me at Eva Cudmore. Pretty much on everything. Eva, like, dot Cudmore. I don't really have anything exciting coming up. I stream on Twitch, though. If you guys like gaming, do that.
How often do you do that?
3 times a week. Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Lovely.
Come see me there. Yeah. Game. We're going to get Maddie into gaming a little bit more.
I have a MacBook. Anyway, I do still have that computer. Maybe when I move into like a bigger place or like a place with a desk, I can set that up and we can like game. I'm your host, Maddie Westbrook. You can find me anywhere. When I say anywhere, I mean everywhere but OnlyFans at Westbrook on Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, YouTube. I'll be here with you and this podcast, Closet Talk, every single Friday. Gets released at noon, PST, whatever time zone you're in. Please check it out. And I will have more incredible queer guests and more incredible queer people just for you and for me and for us. Bye, gays.